Hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. Before we get into this episode, I just want to go over a little housekeeping. All right, guys. Right now, you'll find me on Instagram and Facebook. I'm also going to be way more active now on YouTube. I've been hinting at some things, and I'm finally narrowed it down to what I want to do. So I want to break it down to you right now. On YouTube. I will be downloading all reaction episodes from here on out. You guys seem to be loving every reaction episode I put out, and every quick hitter episode I put out are off the charts, both of them. So I will start with reaction episodes, and I will probably start putting quick hitters on there as well. Fantastic. The response you guys have been giving me lately is off the charts, and I just want you guys to know I really, really appreciate your support. So with that, go to YouTube and like and subscribe, and also go to Spotify and leave a star review. Hopefully it's a 5-star review. Follow there as well, and hit me up on the DM, and I will send you new stickers. And I have wrist bracelets, the ones that old Lance Armstrong used to have, but they are blue with the Michigan Maniac on it. And let's face it, this is the football rant, but we are all Michigan Maniacs. I will do that for free. You just got to hit me up, let me know where I need to send them, and I will do it for just simply thanking you for supporting me. Also, if you go to Spotify in the bio, you can hit the voicemail. Voicemail Mondays is going to be a thing. Please leave your voicemail, and I will create a whole episode around whatever voicemails I get. If I don't get any voicemails, it'll continue just to be Ask Me Anything. Either way, I'm hoping that you guys get involved. I want to be more I want to be more active with you guys. Okay. Also, you go to the bio in Spotify, and you can support this podcast for a mere $4.99 a month. I think there's three options: 99 cents, 4.99, and 9.99. Either one, I really don't care. Either one you want, you go ahead and support this podcast, and it will allow me to buy shirts, hats, and all the other stickers and bracelets that I can pay for. That's all I want to do is just give back to the Maniac Society that has been so good to me. So I appreciate you guys. Go through all this. If you can, let me know, and I will give back to you as much as I possibly can. Thank you so much for being the greatest audience ever. I mean, you guys have been fantastic. To me, you will always be the silent majority. There's a few of you I hear from constantly, but the numbers have just been increasing, and it is fantastic. It is getting to the point, it's getting to the point where we are almost pre-COVID numbers, and that's exciting. And I have only you to thank. So thank you very much, guys. Once again, go to YouTube, go to Spotify, like and subscribe on both, leave a review on both. Hit me up on the DMs, and I will send you new stickers and new rubber bracelets. You go and support me on the bio in Spotify. Pick any one of the three that is offered, and I will also send you a hat. Once the new hats come out, I want you to pick which one, and I will send them out. I just want to make you guys happy. That's all I want to do. So I hope we can just crush it. And I hope you love this week's episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, this is Adam in the Michigan Football Rant Quick Hitter. That's right, first one of the season. I'm doing a little bit of season prediction,
a little bit, just stuff I saw last night in the first Big Ten football game, basically. Nebraska, Minnesota, one hell of a game, by the way. But that's it, real quick. We'll get it going. I only have predictions or things that I feel strongly about. So there's not going to be a lot of them. I think I have like two or three, and they're not going to be semi-outrageous. No one's going to be like, oh, well, I didn't see that one coming. And that's why, because at a certain point, no matter how wild you get, somebody's already said it, especially with how long I've waited to do this. So, but the one that I really, really, really feel strongly about is this one. I believe that Kirk Campbell is going to be the offensive equivalent of what Mike McDonald was for Michigan's defense, but he's going to do it for offense. I think he's going to be such a positive change. Like, he's going to help shake things up and take us really to that next level. I really do believe it. I mean, what we saw from Matt Weiss last year kind of just kept us down. I really do. He was the Don Brown of it all. I really do believe that this Kirk Campbell guy is going to be it. For the reason being, he talked to the guys. Like, what do you like? What can we? What do you feel good running? What do you feel good passing? What kind of routes are exciting? What should we be doing? And it's always great that a coach gets the players, like, opinion, because they're out there on the field. They're out there running the show. It's good to understand what the players are thinking. So I love that part of it. JJ loves him, so I really, really have a good feeling about this. So that's my number one, is that we're gonna look back at this at the end of the year, and people are going to be like, yeah, he was the Mike McDonald or the Jesse Minter of the offense. Number two, I think JJ is gonna hit three season like one game. Well, let me start that over. Sorry, it's early in the morning and my brain's not working yet. I think JJ is going to break three single season records passing wise this season. I think he's going to get the single game, which is 503. I think he's going to beat that. I think he's going to break the overall total passing yards in one season. It's only 3,331 yard 30 31 passing yards. Last season he had 2,719. What, another 500 yards, 600 yards right there? And I mean, he didn't start the first game of the season. That could have been another 200 to 300 yards right off the top. Just things like that. It's his second full season as a starter. Actually, his first full season as the undisputed champ starter. Like, nobody's even in the running to take his spot. And he's healthy this year. I mean, I think we completely underestimated how much that not being the starter last year through practice, not getting all the practice starts or, all the practice snaps, coming back from injury, all that stuff is, slowed his progression. This year, 100% healthy, getting all the snaps, he's the man. Boom. I think he's going to take the single game 503. I think he's going to beat that. The single season most passing yards, he's going to get that. I think he's also going to break the touchdown record. Obviously, he had 22 last year. It's only 25. It's not a tremendous record to break. So I know everybody and their mothers picked it. So obviously, right? Here's one that I think is going to be good. Will Johnson will tie Woodson Rod Rod Woodson Charles Woodson's total interceptions for the season. Now, that's not a record, but I think it's important just because we compare him to Woodson all the time now, and he wears the number two. I'd like to see him tie it. And that's eight interceptions. I know that's pretty lofty, but I'm going with eight interceptions. The season single record is 10 by some dude in like 1979 or something. So not going to go that way. But I think he has a real shot if he's healthy all season long. Now, I'm not really super excited that he's probably not going to play the first game because that doesn't help my cause any, but still, eight interceptions for the season. He had three last year, and he wasn't really the starter. So I'm really looking forward to this. And what's encouraging is that he looked great at the end of the season. So it's just a continuation on to greatness. So he's going to get eight. And then another easy one. I'm sure people have already picked this, but both Corum and Edwards will both rush for 1,000 yards. One thing I love about an active passing game is that it always helps the run game. Always. Always, always, always. Because you're never, because you can't afford to put men, 9 men, 10 men in the box and say, we're going to stop you. You can't afford to do that. So the more you spread them out, the more holes, the better our running backs see those holes. I mean, let's face it, are there any better just hit the hole and burst through it than Corum and Edwards? I don't think so. I mean, good examples. Look what Roger Craig did for all you old heads back with the 49ers way back in the 80s. He rushed and caught for 1,000 yards. Both. Unbelievable. You don't see that nowadays. But because they had such an amazing passing game, you couldn't always focus on him. And that's what I'm saying. You're going to want to focus on Corum and Edwards, but that passing game is going to eat you up. So then you have to start pushing. It's what we saw in the Ohio State game. No need to go any further. So those are really just my hot takes of the season. Now I can't wait to see if all this comes true. I really feel good about these. I know some of them are real easy because everybody's picked them, but I do feel good about these, especially the Kirk Campbell one. But two, before I get out of here, I have a few thoughts about what I saw last night with the Minnesota Nebraska game. Because we play them both this season. They're okay. Like, it was good to watch. That was a very exciting game. Very exciting game. Minnesota does not have a running game. Obviously, we knew that was going to happen because Mo Ibrahim is gone. Their quarterback is pretty good. I mean, he can lay it in there in tight spots. Pretty decent. Their offensive line stinks. Stinks. Or Nebraska's defensive line is really, really good. I noticed that Nebraska is kind of doing the Michigan thing with Mason Graham, where they get a wrestler. This dude, Hockum or Hookum or whatever his name, Hutchum, I don't know, whatever the fucker's name is. This dude is a beast. He's like zero, wearing the number zero. He's like 340. Big mother effer. And he's like undefeated in high school wrestling. And he shows it. He's nimble. He's agile. He's everything that you don't think a 340 guy could be. So that was impressive. But how impressive is it? Because I don't think Minnesota's got a great offensive line. So with that, I'm not that worried about Minnesota. I'm really not. I think our defense will feast. I think they're probably going to get a lot of sacks on Minnesota's quarterback. Their defense, not great either. I went from being semi-nervous about that Minnesota game to not really worried at all after watching Minnesota. Now, can they get better? Sure, of course. But I think we play them, what, week five, maybe? It's fairly soon. It's fairly early in the season. So I think it's week five. I could be wrong, but I think it's week five. I'm not worried about them at all. Nebraska, I like their defense. I'll really be honest. I hate Nebraska because as you all know, I'm from Colorado and I grew up watching the Golden Buffaloes my whole life, and I can't stand Nebraska. Hate them. Hate them. Wish nothing but the worst luck for them. Them and Michigan State. Boom. But you have to be honest when you see stuff that's good. Their safety, number 12, Orlando Brown, I want to say his name is. That kid can cover. I don't know how great of a tackler he is, but I was really impressed with how well he could cover wide receivers. And he's big, he's physical. He's just one of those guys you really like as a safety, the way he's built. And he can cover, very impressive. Their defensive line looks pretty good, but it seemed to take them a lot of time to finally wear Minnesota down. And towards the end of the game, that's when their pressure was starting to get to the quarterback. Their offense is awful. I mean, this Jeff Sims guy stinks. Absolutely stinko. Like, awful. Not just, but what do you expect? Like, he's a what, Georgia Tech transfer? Last time I checked, Georgia Tech plays a brand of offense that people played when they had leather helmets. How do you expect this guy to throw the ball? And he showed it. Like, he makes the worst decisions. The worst decisions. And the only touchdown they got passing was because it was a complete, utter flubbed play where they do the little run with the running back. He goes off to the side, and then he throws back to the quarterback, and then the quarterback throws it downfield. Well, when the running back threw it to the quarterback, he dropped it. And he had to chase it down, and that was the only reason why he was able to find that wide receiver so wide open. And let's face it, that was the best pass he threw because the guy was wide open. He doesn't read defenses very well. So I'm not really worried about Nebraska either because they're going to go up against, their defensive line is going to go up against a really good offensive line in Michigan. They're not going to wear us down. And over time, we're going to overtake them, especially with our running game. I do like that safety, though. I have to admit, that kid was good. I still not worried about Nebraska either. Obviously, they're going to get better. I think they're going to probably be more of a wrecker in the West. I know they lost, but still. Just, I thought we watched two mid-level Big Ten West teams play a typically mid-level Big Ten West game. The score was, what, 16-13 or something like that? Or no, 13-10, I think it was. 13-10. And it went down to the last second. Great game. I loved watching it because I love Big Ten football. But that was a typical Big Ten West football team between two mid-level teams. Still, not worried about any of them. I saw it. Even if they improve, they're not going to improve to the level that I think Michigan will need to worry about them. Now, obviously, like I say, I always say this, if Michigan comes to play, there's not one team in the Big Ten that can compete with us, and that's even Ohio, just because we do things that they can't stop right now. But if we put our head up our butt, anybody in the Big Ten can beat us. Anybody. It doesn't matter. These two teams could put 10, could beat us by 10 if we put our heads up our own asses. And that's the thing. I've seen it. I'm a Michigan fan since 83, 84. I've seen Michigan, I mean, great Michigan teams put their heads so far up their ass, they forget they're playing a game. So, yeah, that's it, guys. I've been quick hitter. I hope you guys enjoy it. Day before the game, getting a little bit nervous. Only because, like I've told you before, there's two things that I hate when it comes to Michigan. I hate Michigan overconfident when it comes to they haven't played a game in over a month. Now, Michigan overconfident week by week, I love it. They seem to know how to handle it very well. They stay focused, and I think it helps them focus and drive, right? Being confident, thinking that their shit don't stink, which is great. I love it, but week to week. But you give these kids what seems over a month to read all their press clippings about how great they are, and they usually come out slow and gross and really kind of do stupid shit. So I'm nervous. I still think we're going to win like 50-10. But that part of it makes me nervous. Just because they don't have a great track record. I guess I should say they do have a great track record. The last couple of years they've blown teams out. I know. I guess it's just the hangover of losing to TCU that's really messing with me right now. I'll be honest. That has got to be it. Because right now, I don't know. I know we're still going to win. I just get nervous before this. So I want to stop rambling. I'll get out of here. But guys, remember, it is great. Great to be a Michigan Wolverine. Always check out my shit on the fan page. And I'm on all social media now. X, Threads, Instagram, Facebook fan page. Check them all out. I probably have the best memes in the business. I'm not even kidding. The best memes in the business. Check them out. Support us that way. Guys, it is great to be a Michigan Wolverine. And always and forever, guys. Go Blue.